Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Professor H.J. Machender, who's extending himself to five capitals, and we come to Washington, D.C. In just a few moments here, Professor, because there's no decision yet on the Congress, and that will determine a deal of the authority that Joe Biden perceives for his domestic agenda in the second half of his first term. However, it is generally understood that the Republicans had a very bad night and the Democrats had a very good night. And the governor of Florida had a great night. But Joe Biden, I add, is now freshly to the fight, having conducted his campaign strategy effectively to blunt what was said to be a red wave, an overwhelming victory for the Republicans, which did not appear. So Joe Biden, as he looks at Ukraine conflict, having for 9 months pushed more and more weaponry into the hands of Kyiv, what is his point of view about Ukraine conflict? Just a couple of minutes, Professor. Your thoughts.
Of course. Of course. Well, Mr. Biden is very, very difficult to figure out. I think that he is committed to a resolution of the Ukraine fight, which is satisfactory to the Ukrainians. When General Milley began talking about negotiations, the National Security Advisor immediately shut him up. I think it's also the case that Mr. Biden understands that we have to stand with Japan, we have to stand with Taiwan, we have to stand with Australia. He has the instinct for, he's actually been rather good at building alliances and arming them and making them strong. The problem that I have is a question, which is whether Biden or any of his advisors will either know, do our intelligence agencies know what the Russian thinking is about relations with China? And second, if they do know this, will they be able to guide the negotiations so that, in a sense, Ukraine becomes a moot point because Ukraine is restored to what she was. And the issue then becomes, what is the new relationship to be between the West, which is the natural hinterland and partner of Russia, and Russia herself, which has for a few years under Putin most unwisely undertaken a bitterly anti-Western policy. Now, this is not obvious. It's not obvious that that is the sensible way, as I see it, to conclude this conflict. But I think that if we had excellent diplomacy with Russia, which is a question mark, but we certainly do have people who know Russian and so forth and have some familiarity with it. If we come to understand that Russia is now in the position of having to choose between going all out on Ukraine and defending herself and disentangling herself from China, even at the price of not winning Ukraine, if we understand that, then we could steer the negotiations when the time is ripe. The time will not be ripe until the Ukrainians have won the war. We mustn't terminate prematurely. We have to take the full time necessary to put together a very a workable, realistic, and well-drafted termination of the war that everybody will really, that is to say, Russia, Ukraine, and the West Europe, and the United States, will find completely acceptable. I think that that can be done. Whether it will be done, I don't know. I think a lot of it's going to depend on the Russians. The Russians have a history of abruptly changing their position. And I think of Mr. Stalin on, September 23rd of August, 1938, suddenly making peace, making the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact
39,
with
right?
Germany.
39, August of 39.
August of 39, which completely throws off everybody, but it makes Russia secure. It's much safer than waiting around for the Europeans to figure out what, if anything, they are going to do. And if Mr. Putin and his people can show themselves to have the kind of insight that Stalin did, and have the kind of diplomatic agility that he had, which bought him at least 2 years of peace before he had to go to war, he could very well, Mr. Putin, could very well extricate Russia from what right now is a losing situation for her and a dangerous situation for the rest of the world.
Professor H.J. Machender, international relations, commenting on five capitals during the conflict Ukraine, but all of Europe, all of Eurasia, all of the world island, and eventually the United States are all part of this tangle that will take 100 years to figure out. This is the Friends of History Debating Society, and we'll still be puzzled. I'm John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.